All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, and this is Mr. Josh Starnes. So today we're going to talk about how important a summary is to your resume. And I don't think a lot of you are really aware of what Josh is going to bring to you, how important this part of your resume really is. So Josh, I'm going to give you the platform and let's enlighten these people how important the summary is.
Absolutely. So guys, we've talked about resume on 20 different podcasts and how important your resume is, but I want to give you a little tip and trick. Okay. So I've talked to a million candidates. They're like, oh, I've submitted resumes to 250 jobs and I haven't gotten one callback. And so here's the little secret behind the scene. A lot of managers, whether they work with an MSP program, they're doing it on their own, they work with internal recruiters, it doesn't really matter. Most managers don't have time to sit and read your 16-page IT resume. And that's why we always try to tell people to condense it down to the most relevant information needed for that specific job. You want to show 10 years. You don't want to show any gaps. Any gaps you do have, you want to explain. You need short assignments, whether they're contract or jobs, you want to explain. So let's say you worked on a contract job for 3 months. You want to make sure it's a state contract job. So you need to know that you didn't just join and then quit, because that's what they're going to think no matter what. They're not going to think, oh, this guy must have had a short, you know, stint contract job and finished it, and he did a great job. That's not what they're going to think. So the most important thing that I'm seeing right now today is, let's say the hiring manager gets 10 resumes. So they've got 5 specific technologies that they need in order for you to be successful in this role. You need to have HTML. It doesn't matter. You need to have this specific certification. You need to work with this particular OpenAI, or it doesn't matter what it is. But based on the job that you're looking for, your summary is what's going to get your resume to the next step. Most managers are only reading the summary. You know, back in the day, I would say they'd control F and they would just type in HTML. They would type in all the different technologies and see if you have it. They don't have time to do that anymore. So what they're doing is they're reading the summary. And if the summary doesn't specifically say, I can do this position, they're putting you on hold because somebody else's summary is saying that. So here's my suggestion. Based on if you have a job description regardless, if you're working with an MSP program, you're working with a recruiter, you're working with directly with the company, you still can ask for a copy of the job description so you can look it over. You need to take the job description and you need to ask, what are the key asks? What are the things that I need in order to be successful? What's the manager looking for? Then you take 3, 4, 5 sentences at most, and you create your summary around the job description and your talents. Now, here's something that's even cooler, and we've talked about this a lot lately, is AI. You can go into Perplexity and say, please rewrite my summary based on my resume to fit this job description. And it'll write you a summary and tell it, I only need 3 or 4 sentences. It'll write you a summary. Then you can go through and tailor fit it to make it sound like you, and do that, please. Make it sound like you. Make sure it's not, you know, make sure it outlines things correctly. But that summary has to tell a story, and it has to tell that manager that you are the best fit for that position, because the summary says it, then they're going to say, okay, this is a yes pile. I want to interview this person. Then you've made it to the interview stage. Now that's a whole nother topic in its own, is once you get to that phase, which we've talked about previously, but I'm sure it's okay if we go back over to get into a later date. But you have to make sure that resume, again, is a direct representation of yourself to selling to. But even more important, that summary has to be specific based on the current job that you're looking for. If you're looking for a account manager job and you have a sales resume, it isn't going to work. It has to show why you want the position and why you're going to excel at that particular position. So guys, if you need help with us, head over to our website, book some time with Mark and I, and we can help you create this. We can show you how to do it. We can make suggestions. We can read your summary, take the job description, recreate your summary based on your qualifications to match, and then resubmit your resume so that you have a better shot at getting a job.
You have hit some remarkable points, brother. And guys, what you don't realize is Josh is 100% correct, 130% correct, because no one has time anymore to read, novels or short stories, It needs to be the clip notes. that needs to be the, let's get straight to, you know, the one hitter quitter information that we're looking for, even with staffing firms, you know, like Josh and I, our teams, we go over, like he said, countless resumes a day. I can't tell you how many resumes, but even with us, you know, we're looking at summary, right? So when my recruiters send me information on candidates that they, you know, have vetted for me, I'm looking at the summary. I'm looking at the bullet points as to, like you said, you have Pro Core, you have Pro Tools, you have JavaScript, you have the things that the client I know is looking for. If I don't see that at the very top, you know, I can't do anything with it because I have to go through probably about 25 more resumes within the next 2 hours, right? And so I'm looking to consolidate and get straight to the point of what I'm looking for so I can then construct myself a quality intro thesis statement for the client, right? For the candidate I want to present. Because I understand, again, like Josh said, we understand this is why people go to quality, you know, firms like ours, because we're doing a lot of this work for you, for one, right? Josh and I, we do this when we submit the talent, we finally feel this is quality. We're like, look, okay, this is a summary. It's a quick, you know, one hitter where we convince the client that this is the candidate that you want to look at right now, you know, immediately, schedule this time immediately, right? But it's not the full 8-9 page resume, you know, with all these holes in it, like he said. So if we're doing this, you know, you have to do this as well. And that's why I'm glad, yeah, Josh, this information to you. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. And it's like, I mean, that's what you do. What I do is I look at specifics. I look at my job order and I say, okay, he needs these things. I'll scroll to where it shows generally your technologies, the things that you've done, and I'll look through them. And if I don't see them, then I'll control F and look for these technologies. Now, I don't see a specific technology, one or two, putting them off the side. And then I'm going through the summary. But like Mark said, when you work with a quality agency like us, what we do is we will take your entire resume and compile 1 to 2 sentences and send that over to the manager so that they do have a short summary, but they don't always read our summary. They look at, we don't need to read their crap. We'll just look at the resume. So we have to have it in both places. And the summary on your resume needs to be a little bit longer than what we're submitting. Oh, but you guys have to understand that the manager wants specifics. They need to show specifics.
Right. Thank you for bringing that clarity up. You're absolutely correct. That's what I'm saying. If we're doing it with our own, he's right. You have to, once they read through ours and say, okay, yeah, this one seems like be right, but like they go to the actual resume. It's not at the top. Like he's saying, you're going to be looked over, you know? So help us help you, right? What was that? The old movie. Oh, it was Jerry Maguire. Help me help you, right? I'm dating myself right now. Be like, help me help you, right? Tom Cruise says, so you know, that's what we're trying to do. Help me help you. Let us help you make sense of how to put together your illustrious, quality, fantastic, you know, career. And you know, let me say this. If Josh is talking about this one, he hates resumes, right? he hates the idea of resumes because it's not, and I totally agree with him, it's not a representation of you as a person, you know, the human that you are. You know, it's something on paper. You can't really, you know, weed out and say this person is going to be great for me or not just by looking at a piece of paper, right? You need to be able to, you know, really, you know, dive in with someone and really, that's why we always say relationships, which we talked about other episodes, are so important. Because the reason why relationships are so important is because someone can vouch and say, I know this person fully. I understand what they bring to the table as a whole, right? That being said, you're trying to bring yourself as a whole into, you know, one or two sheets or, you know, one paragraph of information. But we're trying to say, hey, make sure you do that one summary part very well, where you're getting the nucleus of what that person wants to hear. It's kind of like mimicking when you're in sales. They talk about mimicking, right? Where you're sitting down across from someone, you mimic their emotions so they can feel relatable, right? So if they cross their legs, cross their arms, you cross your legs, you cross your arms. So now they feel like there's some kind of commonality, right? And when you're talking about physicality. And what Josh is saying is, it's the same thing on paper. If they're saying we need these skill sets, you put it at the very top so they can see that immediately so they can feel some kind of commonality and say, hey, I might want to look further into this individual, right? This is how you separate yourself and set yourself apart so you can get picked amongst the myriad of candidates that are out there. All right, guys. So, Josh, great job, man. Anything you wanted to share real quick before we let them go?
No, again, just remember, guys, you can always go to our website and we can help you with this. You know, I don't want you to put it off. It's something that's extremely important. And quite honestly, we could probably help you create the summary of your dreams and rewrite your resume within about a half an hour session. So get over, help, you know, let us help you. And we'll go from there.
All right, guys, keep liking, subscribing, tell your friends, have conversation with us, leave comments. We're here for you. Josh and I always say we don't know it all. We're just in it right now. We want to make sure we open a dialogue to have conversation and also to connect people and make a community where we can all grow and learn together and get the careers we're looking for and have the connection that we're looking for. All right. So thank you for joining us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. We will see you guys next Wednesday and same time, same bad place.